Rusev said
not.
Not
be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce.
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now.
And now.
Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
You got it.
Well,
radio.
Where the fuck is BAM?
Where the fuck is BAM? By the way,
he's at Hofete's wedding or
wedding rehearsal.
What a dipshit!
And then he's going to see Lady Gaga.
With
Missy and all of her best friends.
He's skipping Radio BAM to see fucking Lady Gaga.
What the
hell is my brother come to?
You heard it here.
Ugh. He's come to many things like tranny porn,
coffin porn,
Novak's arm.
So yeah, we're here on Radio BAM and
Radio Where the Fuck Is.
Radio Where the Fuck Is BAM, and obviously the dipshit said, you know, he knows he has obligations, but what's he do? Flee the scene and go to a goddamn rehearsal party. How hard is it to figure out how to go to a wedding?
All you do is you walk down the fucking aisle, stand there, and you walk the fuck back.
It's such a crock of shit. Just have the wedding. Why do you have, like, pre-weddings? Like, you know, it's like a... It's like a practice for a baseball game. Like,
you know, he got married. He knows what he's doing.
My own dad can't tell the difference between my voice and Bam's voice, so just pretend, you know.
Yeah, well, we have
Bam, glad you showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, here's Bam. Hey,
I'm back
Bam.
From the wedding rehearsal. How's it going, guys?
What are you doing over there, shitty dipe dipe?
Yeah, I just had a third kid, dude.
You did? Congratulations. Thanks. Yeah.
It's a boy.
He's finally got a boy.
What's his name, Jess?
London Philip Margera.
Oh, like
where's
London
my
Towers.
Cigar?
You know what that means? I have a teammate and I might win an argument for once.
Because you have all girls. Yeah. Yeah, man, I don't know how you deal with that.
Dude, three girls, dude, they fucking had me wrapped around their little finger.
How many times did you almost pull the trigger to your mouth?
No, you know what it is? I finished my basement, and that's like... That's my main...
That's your oasis.
Yeah. I go down there, I put on like a Clutch record or something, and I'm like, I need to get the fuck away from this estrogen.
Did you really just call it your man cave? I mean...
That's a little gay.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't even like football, but I might turn on football just because it's masculine.
He probably has like a grotto down there, you know what I mean? Where just him and dudes getting naked and fucking massage each other.
No, I'll tell you exactly what I have. I have a fucking...
You have the best mini bar in the world.
Which
is bullshit.
Yeah.
Jess's house has like 20 different vodkas, all the bottles of crying get. You come to Bam's house, you can maybe find a beer.
I know.
You got a fucking like warm Miller Lite sitting on the back porch.
It's like a dry county around here. I feel like I'm in Salt Lake City or something with that 2% beer.
This
shit
might as well be a Betty Ford clinic in my eyes. The fuck? I didn't come here. I don't want to get sober.
I just had to go to the fucking bar down the street to get a goddamn six pack.
Where's my red wine at, my hero?
Dude, that's way too high maintenance, man.
Jesus Christ. That's what I pay for.
I could carry 2 sixers out of there. That's all I got.
Bamson, we're...
We got Red Mohawk here, Jess Mohira, Sigman, and my buddy Zach.
Dude,
and Novak.
And of course, Novak.
We're waiting for Bam to get a massage today. We fucking all go down. We're sitting at this fucking bar. There's some wine rep sitting there. Novak just turns to him and goes, oh, wine rep? Well, I'm a wino.
So then we're outside talking. And Ben's like, show him your dick. And there's just some chick out there. And I literally pull my dick out. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck are those bumps? And I really did. And the girl's like, what? And I'm like, so I'll see you tonight, right? She's like, yeah, 7. Dirty whore. Dude, chicks will fuck anybody.
You got mad at me because I wouldn't look at your ass to check out your hemorrhoid.
Chad, will you look real fast?
No.
Dude, I did him a favor and turned and looked. He's got a mud flap covering his asshole.
I feel like I have a big hemorrhoid, but I don't know what it is and I can't see.
Dude, did you ever, like, fist that shit or something? Like,
yeah, but you know what I did on the last tour? The Ming Hag's Dream Star tour? Yeah. I was getting a shower, and they all busted in when the camera started to beat me up while I was in the shower.
Right.
So you know when you're in a hotel and you get those little bars of soap?
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd do something funny for film, so I stuck the whole little square bar of soap up my ass. And they're like, where'd it go? And I'm like, it's up my ass. Totally standing up, it's up my ass. And I'm like, keep filming. All of a sudden I spread my cheeks and it shot out like a fucking speeding bull. Like, you had to slow go the theater to see it shoot out of my ass. I swear to God. My asshole's never been cleaner ever than that since that night.
Slip sliding away.
So fucking.
I was just at the hospital because I just mentioned I have a kid.
Did you get any drugs?
I was talking to this nurse and she said this dude kept coming in with a shampoo bottle stuck in his ass.
What do you mean kept coming
in? He kept coming in. It was the third time and the doctor had to yell at him. And he kept saying, like, you know, obviously he's fucking shoving it
up. He's got a weird fetish.
But you know what his excuse was? Like, yeah, I was just in the shower. I tripped and fell.
Oh, bullshit.
And the shampoo bottle went up my ass. Like, the third time, dude.
The only thing that I believe that happens a lot is whores tripping and falling on dicks. I don't really fall for the tripping and falling on a soap thing going, well, I mean, a shampoo thing going up your ass.
This nurse said the doctor like got all fucking aggro with him.
I would too.
He's like,
if I'm a doctor,
get a fucking dildo like every other dude.
Yeah. I don't feel like taking a bottle of shampoo out of your ass every other week, man. I'm a guy. I don't want to put my fingers up your minging ass.
I mean, after two times of being at the ER, wouldn't you not do it?
Like, dude, my buddy worked at a fucking x-ray clinic. They brought a guy in on a fucking door. He had a doorknob stuck in his asshole. So they had to bring it, no stretcher, took the door off the fucking hinges and brought the guy with the doorknob in his ass into the fucking place on a door.
Jesus. That is fucking ridiculous. Speaking of fist and asses, what happened in Virginia Beach this weekend?
Oh, Nova? Fuck. Brett Frost, I hope you're listening to this because you are the biggest fucking liar I've ever met in my life. He fucking weasels Ben. This is how we've met.
So who is this guy?
All right, I'm going to break it down. This is how we met. Right. Infamous fucking liar of the world, Brett Frost. If that's even his fucking name, you lying faggot.
Do you need to say it?
Yeah, I got to say his name so he fucking knows what I'm talking about because I know he's a fan of the show and he brags about it. So I hope his friends are listening too because your buddy's a lying fucking two-faced faggot. So
well, that's your opinion.
And a lot of others, I'm sure, if you deal with him. Say you gave him $1 million to invest in something and he fucking goes to Vegas and blows it. What would you say about him?
I don't know who he is yet.
But if you met... Okay, well, I'm going to tell you who he is. One day, Bam gets a text, says, hey, it's Brett. I'm hanging out with Travis Barker. He wants to hang out with you. And Bam's like, I don't know who the hell this is, Brett from Viacom. So one day, we're here at the house, and he gets a call, and he's like, yeah, I'm on my way over. So the guy comes, and me and Bam meet him in town, and we still don't know who the fuck he is, but he swears he works for Viacom, but we've never seen him in our lives. So we kind of figure out he's bullshit, and he keeps saying he's going to set these appearances up for me. So, and they all fall through, so I'm like, look, don't call me anymore unless you have something solid. So he calls me, and it's the last minute thing. He's like, look, you want to come to Virginia Beach and do an appearance at the skate park? It's only for a few $100, but it's like you call me today and the appearance is tomorrow. So, right. You know, that's why it was so cheap. And I'm like, sure. So the fucker gets me now from Baltimore to Virginia Beach, probably about a 5-hour drive. He buys me a guy. I get up at 5:30 in the morning and catch a Greyhound bus. I get there. There's not even a goddamn ticket there. So now I'm dealing with this lady, fucking working out a ticket. And he finally gets the ticket. I get on the bus. It takes me 11 hours to get there. Jeez. I had to change buses 3 times, and 2 of the buses broke down on the side of the beltway. And my phone broke right before I got on the bus, so I had no phone to call anybody. And I took no money with me because I was going to use the money I got paid to just blow, you know?
Right.
So I get there, I call the fucking piece of shit, and he comes and picks me up. Takes me right to a hotel parking lot. There's a police officer in the parking lot. He's like, yeah, that's your security. I'm like, I'm not fucking Mick Jagger. Like, I don't need a goddamn police officer. Like, no one knows who I am. I don't need a cop to take me anywhere. Get the fuck out of here. So, and he's paying out of his pocket for this shit. So I'm making him get rid of the cop. Then he takes me to this really nice fucking seafood place on the boardwalk. And, weasels my name in on the whole deal. And no, there's no plate on this. There's on the menu. There's no plate less than $40.
Yeah.
So we probably rack up a $500 food bill. We don't have to pay for the food, but drinks are, he has to pay for drinks. And it's 10 o'clock at night now, and I'm supposed to do an appearance at a skate park. And I'm like, dude, what's up with this appearance? I didn't come 10 hours just to have dinner with you, you fucking idiot. So he's like, well, you're already paid. And I'm like, well, how can I already be paid if I haven't even went to the skate park?
Right.
So at this point, I realize he's lying. So I down 4 bottles of $200 wine by myself just to fucking run that faggot's tab up. So I do that very well. He ends up, I black out at some point. He drops me off at a bus station, a Greyhound bus station, but not one that's open 24 hours a day, like in a small town that opens whenever a bus comes in.
Right.
So around 4 o'clock, I guess he drops me off. I fall asleep on a bench. I wake up, no money, no cell phone, no bus ticket, stranded in Virginia Beach. But here's the kicker. It looks like my house in Baltimore, like the area.
Right.
So I start walking around, and I see a 7-Eleven, and there's a 7-Eleven right around the corner from my house. I'm like, okay, cool, I'm close.
So you think you're home.
I think I'm in Baltimore. I walk into the 7-Eleven reeking of a fucking wine brewery, and I'm like, where am I at? Like, you're in 7-Eleven. I'm like, no, fuck, but where? I'm in Baltimore, right? They're like, you're in Virginia, son. I'm like, what? No, I have no numbers to call, nothing. So I'm like, I'm using their regular phone at 7-Eleven, not even a payphone, their phone. I call my
Not at my store, you don't.
I call my fiance. She's like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to help you. What do you want me to do? I'm like, fucking give me out. Put money on the wire. Let me get a ticket out of here. I cuss her out, so she hangs up on me. So then I call my mother. I was like, I don't know what to do for you. I'm like, well, first I need you to go put $140-150 on the wire for me. And then and then she's like, well, all right, but I don't know what to do for you. So I had to call the police on myself. So the police thing, I'm like, nuts. The police show up, they're like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, I thought I'm in Maryland, but I'm in Virginia. How far am I from Baltimore?
I thought I was in Maryland. Yeah. I'm at Virginia Beach.
And so the cop fucking takes me. The cops drive me all around town. I'm like, the last thing I remember is eating this place called Mahi Mahi. That's all I know. That's the only thing I know. Because it all happened so quick, I really thought I was in Baltimore.
That's fish.
But that was the name of the place, too. So the cop's like, I don't know what I can do with you. So the cop gives me $3 and quarters to make collect phone calls. I don't know anyone's. Who can? Everyone has cell phones. You can't call and collect, so I'm still fucked.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting outside this little like ghetto convenience store on a milk crate, leaning up against the wall, just sleeping like this, until 9 o'clock comes when the money comes up on the wire.
Yeah.
4 hours later, the money comes up. I go to get my bus ticket. I walk in there like, you're kidding me if you think you're getting on this bus. I'm like, why? They're like, you smell like you've been drinking for days. I got stranded in Virginia Beach for 3 fucking days, and the asshole didn't even pay me for the appearance. So I wasted 3 days to go have a shit dinner at Virginia Beach. Brent Frost, I hope you're listening, and I hope you're loading up a shotgun and putting it in your mouth as we speak, because you never worked for Viacom. You're the biggest weasel I've ever met, besides fucking, who else do I hate as much as him? Someone else, but I can't say it on air. But Brent Frost, don't ever call me. Bam knows you're full of shit. Everyone that is involved with us knows you're worthless fuck, so kill yourself and do us a favor. So that's Virginia Beach. Fucking faggot.
Last time I was there, I had fun, didn't you, Chad? Remember we played there?
Virginia Beach was one of my favorite shows that I slightly remember. I forget a lot of shows, dude, that we've played. Virginia Beach was pretty rad because it was like right there on the beach and there was like 20,000 people or some shit.
It was like some East Coast championship surf thing or something.
Yeah, it was like free to come, so that's a good thing.
So they showed up, they set up a stage right on the beach for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, and
there's a lot of hot bitches and thongs.
Dude, there's 17,000 people there.
Did you fuck?
It was fucking crazy. Between 15 and 17.
Did you get any pussy?
The only reason I know that.
I know.
Is because I said fuck. And there was, like, kids. And I was like, oh, man, I slipped. And I found the promoter guy. I was like, I'm sorry, man.
You're too nice, my hero.
But no, he was like,
ain't he too nice,
like,
Chad?
Son,
he was like, fuck, fuck, fuck.
He said, son, you brought 17,000 people. You can say whatever you want.
See? There we go.
Yeah, because they warned us about saying that we'd be fined for cursing on the beach.
Yeah, but Rab was there, and I haven't seen him in, like, years. So then I was like, hey, fucking Rab's here, you know.
Why was he there? Just happened to be in Virginia Beach?
He was just... I said, hey, we're playing Virginia, and I think he was, like, somewhere around there. So
Pop-Pop Margera was out there on the stage.
No shit.
Yeah, he sang Knee Deep.
Did he?
Yeah. And Pat was there, so fucking...
Oh, Christ. Is Pat still in jail?
I think so. Yeah. He gets out this month, though.
But dude, that's the show that Rab's friend was, like, his frat buddy friend.
Yeah. Oh, dude, he dove, like... And you know that gap between the stage and the where the security guards are? And
yeah.
Then there's that
the space
metal and then, barricade.
Yeah, and then you're, where you guys are playing.
He fucking landed on that with his rib cage and
who,
broke,
the frat boy?
Yeah. Broke like six of his ribs.
No more.
Because he was just so drunk.
No more inverted cake stands for that guy for a while. Yeah.
He was still trying to party after that. He came.
Yeah.
Frat boys never they live on, dude, like a torch. Speaking of people that are like frat boys, I saw Hannah not too long ago.
Oh yeah,
dude, he is fitting the T of a school bus driver, man. Like,
I can't believe he's driving a fucking school bus.
You know, like a rapper, you assume has a gold chain.
Yeah,
a bus driver looks like a bus driver. Hannah's a bus driver. He's gaining weight. He's dressing very clean, conservative, shaves.
He's starting to look like a bus driver.
Yeah,
I just think we should all go on a fucking ride along with him.
Yeah.
Like, cops do ride alongs, like bus drivers got him.
Well, dude, he's the only kid I ever met that got kicked off the fucking bus and he had to walk home from school, which was like 2 miles. And the school was on a fucking major highway. Like, can you imagine that now? You could never do that. Like, kid, it was like 7th grade, so what's that, 12, 13 years old?
Somewhere around it.
He had to fucking walk home, 12 years old, like, cross a highway and shit. The school's just like, fuck you, kid, like, you got kicked off the bus.
I've had that happen before.
And now he's driving one.
For eating oranges or
something? Yeah, well, he was just hell on earth, but he would eat oranges every day and leave the peels everywhere.
Like, wow, why he kicks on the bus, man? Just get a broom, you lazy fuck. Sweep it up.
Double the fuck dragon, you pussy! Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
God damn, dude.
So since we have Jesse and Chad here, you know, their new album's due out when? New CKY,
May 19th.
When's it coming out?
New CKY album,
May 19th is coming out.
May 19th. I do believe it's my favorite CKY record.
Of all times?
Yeah, out of all the records we've done.
Oh, shit, that's big. That's serious.
Yeah, man, I really dig this record, and I'm definitely really proud of it. So it's coming out May 19th,
well,
man.
Well, I read what the fans have to say.
What are they saying, dude?
And it seems like they think we reinvented ourselves, so cheers to that, Chad.
Reinvented ourselves?
Yeah.
I think you did reinvent yourself, Jesse. Chad.
We've been around
that,
for 10 years,
cheers.
You know, and if you don't progress... You know?
I think Chad reinvented himself. Let me tell you why.
Mm-hmm.
Because I went on a trip with Chad to Finland when things were kind of in turmoil with you guys. You really weren't sure what was going on.
Totally
Jess was there.
Yeah, Jess was there, but I that's right.
We were in Finland with the Santa movie.
Where that was Santa. But when, you know, Chad let his guard down for once, actually. And I actually got to talk to him and really know him and like him. But, you know, before it was just one word answers. We never really talked. And I think after that, and then when he got back into it, this could be why it's his favorite piece of work. You know, I think you had the highs forever, and then you started seeing a glimpse of like what could happen if shit doesn't work out, and then
that's kind of true. Yeah, yeah, man. I hated fucking not playing with CKY. It was like
I could
one
tell.
Of the, yeah, it was
yeah.
one of the worst fucking times.
I think
for
it was
me, man. I hated fucking not being a CKY, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know
what you got. It's gone.
Exactly.
I always knew what we had, man. I was always really happy with what we've done. It's just it was unexpected. No, it was pretty expected, but it sucked, dude. I mean, I'm glad we're back together.
I'm glad too.
I worked really hard on fucking producing this record. I put a lot more into it, I think.
Spent a lot of time on it.
When we did that last album, you know, I don't know if all our hearts were 100% on that one.
We're kind of just an autopilot. I mean, that's a good record, but but I mean, you know, my biggest fear of like 10 years is fucked up, dude, you know. And it's like
about being together for 10 years.
Yeah. And you know, bands like start to just kind of crank out the same old shit.
Yeah,
and that was my
yeah.
biggest fear, like, you know. Yeah. So
are you happy with Jess like Chad is?
Fuck yeah, dude. It's
Do you
like,
think it's the best album?
You know what's so good about it is that it's you could tell it's CKY, but it's fucking totally different.
I think it's awesome. Different too. I like the difference in it.
Yeah, like
you can still tell it's CKY, but there's definitely a lot more faster riffs and more rockish, I think.
Yeah,
rockish.
Rockish.
Rockish. Well, I mean, there's a lot going on.
Not like Amish, but rockish.
It sounds cool. And I mean, that's the trick. I mean, like, you have to keep fucking progressing, and I think that we've just been progressing and progressing. I mean, That's the worst shit when a band fucking just keeps cranking out the same record over and over, and it's just like, yeah, you know? Like,
so it's like, before you even get the new album, you know what you're going to hear, you know?
Yeah, totally.
And the good thing, being that I'm always around you guys, I actually got a chat, let me hear the album one time. And, usually you get, 11 or 12 tracks on it? How many tracks?
Oh, we did 15 if you count the special edition thing.
And there's not one song that I'm just like, every song is good, man. Yeah. Like, I'm stoked on every song. Because usually there's some I would skip.
You don't have to say that.
I'm not trying to suck your dick, Chad, but I'm just trying, or Jess, but...
I just can't wait for you guys to go back on fucking tour, dude. Like,
stop sucking their dick.
No, I'm just saying. Fuck you. I'm just saying, like, your fucking fans are insane. Your tours are crazy. And, like, dude, the fucking Roller Rager video, there's what, like, 100 some fans show up? Dude, people are coming from North Carolina.
Really?
All the way to fucking Westchester. That's just for the video.
And that was just a video of, like, being the crowd thing.
Yeah. You'll see, like, half a second of your face, but they were all stoked.
They're diehard.
We're finally touring Canada.
Cheers to them.
Because we've never toured, like, done a proper tour of Canada. So we're gonna fucking hit all those places.
Yeah.
Watch out for the Canadian border.
Yeah.
I got through there fine, dude. They didn't search me one bit.
Dude, in 99 when CKY tried to get over there, that was one of the last times we played. When's the last time we played in Montreal?
Fuck. Montreal.
It was like 99.
No, we played at Montreal like 02.
How about Edmonton?
We've never been there.
99.
Nope. The only place in 99 we did like Montreal, Ottawa, and a couple other places, but...
Well, it feels like it's been since 99, since we were at Canada. Yeah. So we'll be there, like, the 15th. The first show on the tour is in Maine.
Yep.
Is that it's like a little place, right?
Yeah, it's in Portland. It's this place of the Asylum. It's pretty cool.
They say they have good weed there, even though I don't smoke it.
Yeah.
I don't think they have weed on the... I'm not sure.
I heard there's good Maine weed. That's right.
We played Portland one other time at some, like, theater.
In Maine?
Yeah, we played Portland, Maine, fucking 3 years ago.
But weed, I think, is semi-legal, or at least ignored, in Vancouver.
Yeah,
When you go up to Canada, it's really fucking mellow up there. You get away with
it. It's kind of like smoking a cigarette at some point, you know. Not quite as lenient as Amsterdam, but semi.
But I mean,
so, well, good.
Last time we were in Vancouver, that was Guns N' Roses, and he didn't show up. We didn't even play.
Didn't we go to a soccer game or something instead?
Fuck.
That was the first show. CKY was touring with Guns N' Roses. The first show was in Vancouver, Canada.
The GM Palace.
It was a big-ass fucking place.
Yep.
Sold out show?
Yeah. It was the first show in 10 years that Guns N' Roses had done. And
he didn't show up. Riots outside. Fucking
glass. What was he doing? Why didn't he come?
His plane needed to get, like, something done to it.
It was kind of hype. It was pretty fucked up. I mean, the fans were, like, seriously so pissed. They were, like, totally violent and chucking bottles and shit at our bus because they thought our bus was one of their buses. So we knew the next time that the riot happened in Philadelphia at the end of the tour to get the fuck out of there a little earlier.
Yeah.
Well, I just walk out in Vancouver and I just see, like, 10 dudes pick up one of those gnarly fucking big steel, like, city benches.
Yeah, yeah.
And just throw it through this huge plexiglass, like, window.
Like the one I slept on in fucking Virginia Beach. But fuck, you faggot. Piece of shit, faggot. I hate your guts.
But they did, like, $4 million worth of damage. They broke all the glass and everything to the stadium. Was fucked up.
I'm about to do $400 worth of damage on this fucking radio show right now because
the board isn't working or something.
Sirius, you got to come back out here and check this out, man. Sirius is doing us wrong with this board.
Yeah, they just set up this fucking contraption and then
let us be.
Good luck.
Look, they're airing radio Where the Fuck Is Bam right now, so they got to be pretty cool. And they're about to play a CKY song that we just shot.
You're about to hear something that's never been heard before, fellas.
Well, it's maybe never been heard on this show. It leaked, I think, on the internet, this song, A Number One, Roller Rager, off the new CKY album.
Oh, leaked?
That's the song we did the video for.
The video, I like the video. What do you think of video, Chad? I like it.
I'm waiting to see it in post. Okay. I mean, after it's done.
Yeah.
It's a lot of shit. But it was, you know, kind of fun for somebody with 104 fever.
Yeah.
It's called a fucking fever.
And I ain't going.
Who said that, Chad?
Chad had a fever, and we had to wake up at 5 in the morning to go there. And he's like, it's called a fucking fever, and I ain't going.
Well, I stayed over Bam's that night, and Bam wakes me up at 5. Yo, Chad. Like, dude, I just fucking went to sleep. He was, I don't even, Bam slept like 10 minutes the night before he did that video. And then he's waking me up.
Dude,
5 in the morning, Franz sets this fucking ridiculous call time at 5 in the morning to shoot a video that starts at 10.
Yeah.
That's Franz.
He was so, like, we're all so fucked up. I just got my wisdom teeth out, so I was all whacked out on fucking painkillers and
got
shit.
Got any more?
But
maybe you fucking, can tell in the video.
Yeah, I got like fucking glasses on and shit because I was just so whacked out.
Really?
Fucking painkillers. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. So are we gonna give him a glimpse to this new song?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Dude. A number one Roller Razor CKY.
On Where Radio. The Fuck Is Bam?
On Where the Fuck Is Bam Radio? Sirius 28 Faction.
Function.
Done, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck up.
Yeah, that was a number one Roller Razor.
by CKY.
The sweet sounds.
On the major label.
That video should come out like next week or some shit.
Yeah.
So check it out, motherfuckers. I just saw Don Vito. He is so worried that he has a swine virus. He's walking around with a goddamn mask on.
He's rocking a fucking mask.
He's at your parents' house doing paperwork with a mask on.
Yeah.
Like,
at my parents' house.
Yeah, but in the basement, like in a bunker. Yep. It's like, they say if you don't, you know, if you're sick or feeling sick, don't go outside. He hasn't even gotten sick, and he hasn't even went outside, but he still has a mask on.
And there's been no cases, like, in Pennsylvania
at all. The closest one, I think, was New York.
Yeah, Jersey or something.
Delaware. Delaware's got 12 cases.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dude, they shut down U of D, dude.
My fiance was supposed to go to Cancun next week and cancel that shit.
Yeah.
Now the bitch is going to Jamaica, and I'm pretty jealous.
My cousin's supposed to get married in Puerto Vallarta coming up. And she's like fucking freaking out. Like, she'll probably have to cancel it.
Think there's any transvestites there?
Probably.
Dude, I've been thinking lately, and I've did a lot of sexual things. I've did a lot of gay things, a lot of straight things, a lot of bi things. But the one thing I've never done, and I swear to God I really want to do this, I want to find like a hot transvestite, but it's a guy, but who has like tits and nice long hair and a pretty face, and let him or her suck my dick to see if there's any kind of...
I don't understand unless you're just basically figuring out if you're gay or not.
It could be, I don't know. But I mean, I'm a mouth to a girl. And a mouth is mouth. I mean, I would just look down and see what I would, because I'm not, if he is on his knees sucking my dick, then all I'm seeing is blonde, long hair, a girlish looking face and tits. So I wonder if I would be just as turned on as I was if it was a hot ass prog.
That's some Springer shit, dude.
Well, I want to try it.
This was our topic of conversation the entire drive back from the fucking Bam getting a massage and Novak being a wino.
Yeah.
Hey, a hole's a hole's as long as there's a little heat in there. I don't give a shit.
Exactly. It's not like I'm going to bend him over and fuck him in the asshole.
Dude, we're just going to... New show. For the love of Novak, tranny cock of love. We'll get fucking 15 trannies and Novak can fall in love with one of them.
I don't think I can fall in love with one. I wouldn't want that fucking minger walking around my house with boxers on and a bra. But
some
I would...
Dennis Rodman ass looking
tranny. I'm not even kidding. I'm not even kidding, but I really would let a transvestite do it. I swear to God, it's not even a joke. I would do it to see, you know, the reaction, how it felt, and how long it would take me to come. That is an important question. Because, you know, they suck a mean dick, because guys pick them up by accident, mostly.
Yeah.
So they never want the guys to get down below their waist. So all they do is use their mouth. So, you know, they'll
close
suck
your eyes and think it's Jenna Jameson.
Dude, they'll still... suck the corn right off.
You'd rather think it's
cob,
John,
man.
Jameson.
In my mind, it has to be a woman, even though I know it's a man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if the opportunity arises, like if I'm going to stumble out of a bar one night drunk and a transvestite wants to do it for free, I'm not going to pay for it. Or
I'm sure it wouldn't cost much, dude.
Or if they're listening to the show and there's any that are willing to fly here and we can do it live on air, I'm game. But yeah, that's my new fetish right now.
Bam told me this story. You guys went out to the bar or something, and this hot ass girl, like, you totally had her, and you were like just walking away, and she's like, "What are you doing? Like, I thought we were gonna hang out," and you're just like, "Listen, bitch, I ain't putting no effort into it. I'll fuck anybody."
Yeah.
You really would, though.
That's fucking truth, because check it out.
Except for that one last night.
Fucking, I'm not going to sit there and talk to some pretty-ass bitch and say, so what's your name? How old are you? Where'd you go to school? Where are you from? What does your family do? When I'm going to forget, as quick as she tells me I'm going to forget, when after another $100 bar tab that I bought on her and praying that I get more than just a goddamn kiss, which usually happens, if a bitch walks up to me, this is my game. I'm talking to a girl. I'm like, "Look, I'm here to have fun tonight. Anything goes. I want you to come back to the hotel room. We'll drink. We'll do whatever." And I mean, have fun means have fun. Anything goes except for violent shit or you saying no. But basically, I want to fuck.
Yeah.
So within 5 minutes, I know if I'm getting pussy or not. Fucking Joe
or
Jack.
Did you get any pussy or dick on that tour you guys just did a little bit ago?
Yeah. Dude, oh my God. I had this girl, right? I think she thought it was like Brett Michaels' Rock of Love. this chick, you know how he sets up a date with him and then he brings him to a hotel room and there's like rose petals and everything?
Right.
I don't think she understands that this had anything to do with like a fucking Viva La Bam type shit or a Jackass thing. I'm like, yeah, I'm texting her on someone's phone. I'm texting her. I don't want to give her my number. And I'm like, yeah, I want you to, you know, I need you to bring crotchless panties and all this. And I have a room set up for us. She gets into the room and she brought all the stuff I asked. And she was seriously a 9. I swear to God, she was fine as wine. And she gets in the room expecting to see a Bret Michaels fucking bottle of Cristal, rose petals and shit. She sees like 4 dudes fucking PBR cans. She's like, well, can we have privacy? I'm like, no, it's what we do. Yeah,
this is what we got.
So I ended up getting a blowjob that was half-assed because it was in the stairwell and she was nervous about getting caught. And then it was just like, well, whatever.
She wasn't a tranny.
Yeah, you were all bumming. She wasn't.
See, now a tranny would have did it in front of everyone and had no fucking shame.
You're on to something, dude.
I'm telling you, dude. People think I'm nuts, but that's my next book. Speaking of books, go buy my book, Dream Seller.
Get DreamSeller.com and author.
You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Borders. But yeah, man.
I just love when you go there, it's actually in the fucking, like, it's right with all the other drug books, but it's right next to all the, like, sex books as well.
Yeah.
Because not only am I an author, I'm great in bed, I'm sometimes a sex addict. When I'm hooked on pills, I'm not a sex addict because my dick doesn't really work.
You gotta have, like, a lot of STDs from all that, huh?
I don't know. I looked at my dick today in front of that chick and saw a few little bumps. Well, I'm not sure what it is.
You could totally go to Broad Street right now and pick up a tranny by saying you're an author.
But I don't want... I'm not gonna... Yeah, but I gotta carry my book around and be like, hey, recognize this guy? I don't want to pay, but you want to... I'm not gonna self-promote myself, but goddamn.
Dude, I was driving...
I'll say on the radio, but I'm not...
Yeah. It was, like, probably, like, 2 or 3 in the morning. I'm coming home from a show at the Troc or something. I'm on Broad Street, right? And this Puerto Rican, like, hooker comes up.
Puerto Ricans. I love that. They speak all that poppy shit.
She comes up to my car, and she just goes, yo, 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 you want your ding-ding sucked?
Ew.
Like, ding-ding. Like,
what am I,
fucking 5 years old?
Yeah, that's not even turn-onable. Like, I want to hear, like, you want your cock sucked? Yeah. I don't want to hear ding-ding. It's like my grandma saying, go empty your ting-ting, ding-ding, whatever the one.
Is it a ding-ding what you, like, save yourself if you're drowning at sea?
A dingy.
A dingy.
Novak would grab a ding-ding if he was drowning.
I'd grab a ding-ding if I was drowning. What the fuck?
Right.
A ding ding.
Hey, should we try to see where Bam is? Should we try to call him or contact him?
Yeah, call him up.
Let Jesse Margera play a song. He loves doing that.
Okay. Oh, yeah, all right, yeah, Margera. Yeah. What are we playing?
All right, dude.
Aren't you DJing after the show?
The Roxy show. No. Oh, and London, too, yeah.
Oh, you guys going to London?
We're going.
You need a road crew guy? I'll go.
We ain't been to the UK in like 4 years.
Yeah,
dude.
Take me.
I'll be your assistant or something.
We're doing London and then... first, what is it? Is that it? Colchester?
It's Colchester, and then we're doing Electric Ballroom in London, even though it doesn't...
And you're going to DJ after that show.
People in England can't hear this, though.
They hear it, dude. If you see Pete Doherty, tell him I want to suck his dick.
I'd rather not.
Actually, we almost beat him up.
I heard because you guys took his bus.
No, we were playing the Astoria in London, and then Baby Shambles was playing the next day.
Don't talk bad about them, Jess.
Well, I'm just saying, he fucking... Our bus was there. He showed up early, which...
That's
our bus
surprising.
Is still there. And he's like, get your fucking bus out of the way. And we were just like, dude, we'll fucking destroy your face.
Well, dude, that's just because Pete Doherty's a shark and Lem Farrow's a minnow.
Yeah, and Lem Farrow.
Yeah, and fucking Jesse likes all these little minnows. I'm talking about a shark bait.
Fuck, you're speaking of Lem Farrow.
Let's play some Lem Farrow.
Let's hear
what a surprise,
I know. Who'd have thought? Who'd have thunk? What the fuck?
They're playing the notes soon, aren't they?
Yeah, they're playing the note coming up with Wino. You know Wino?
That's me.
It's right over there.
I'm already here. I'm early for the show.
Hey, he's from Maryland, dude.
Really?
Fucking best guitar player fucking from the... He was in St. Vitus, Obsessed.
Doesn't change my opinion. Pete Doherty's still king.
All right, well, we don't have Pete Doherty, but we have Lem Fett.
What do we got, DJ?
This is Clutch, King of Arizona. On Radio BAM.
On Radio Where the Fuck Is BAM.
You think you're quick.
Where the Fuck Is BAM?
Yeah, you can say what you want, Jess. But what track is it?
I know.
Track one, dude.
You're a horrible DJ.
I make it easy for you, Chad. It's number one.
Oh, now he's calling you dumb, Chad.
Well, it doesn't want to play.
See, it's so bad, they don't even want to play it. Look, the CD won't even play it. That's how bad that song sucks. What a horrible DJ, dude.
Track one isn't always the best track, bro.
I know.
That's the easiest one to play.
What's the other alternate
that might
be?
Second.
I think track four could probably be the best track.
Track
not necessarily.
Four is pretty good.
It sounds good.
Yes.
What is track four on this CD?
Sea of Destruction.
Does it suck?
No, it's good.
Not that good.
No, let's play King Arizona. Track
that?
One.
Right. It's no longer called Radio Where the Fuck Is Bam because he is in the building.
Look at that. Bam Bam comeback. We're about to play a Clutch song.
First of all,
we're talking about Lem Faro and how he's a minnow.
First of all, Novak's sitting in my seat. That's number one.
See, dude, he's taking over, man.
And you also have my headset on, but I just put it on.
Oh.
So you were just at Hoof's wedding rehearsal.
Rehearsal dinner, yeah. I had to go, but Chad said he was going to be here at 5, but he was here at 6, and that's when the rehearsal dinner was, so I could not be late.
Yeah, yeah.
So how'd you get out of it?
My fault.
How'd I get out of it? Yeah. I just did it.
You just left?
I'm done. No.
Oh, that was that fast?
Yeah, it was dude.
Aren't rehearsal things so stupid? Because basically, like, just have a wedding. Don't have a rehearsal pre-wedding. Yeah. Have a fucking wedding.
Dude, if you just
goes.
Tell me at the time, put your arm around her and walk with her,
there.
And then that's the end.
Yeah.
You don't need to fucking rehearse.
That's exactly what you just did in it. You put your arm around whoever and walked down the aisle.
And that's what I did.
Man, whoever thought of that should kill themselves, just like Brett Frost.
Yeah, that's not Jess talking anymore. It's Bam who's
back. Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah. So, how long have you guys been going at it?
Well, we have plenty of time now you're here, but I mean, we were going.
Have you only been going at it for 11 minutes?
No.
No, we played A1 Roller Rager. What else do we do?
So, how long has it been?
Well,
like
it's been a little bit. Don't worry about it. Jess is going to edit it.
Did he tell you about Virginia Beach?
Oh, fuck yeah. But, right. Hey, let's see if we're going to see if we can get him on the line in a little bit whenever Bam's ready.
Were you at that CKY gig in Virginia Beach?
Yeah, I went to that, and that's it? Where...
No, wait. You weren't there, Bam, because Rab was there.
No, I never.
I've never been there. Yeah. All
right.
And then Phil had the best comment ever. Like, Rab just showed up and... Phil's just like, where the fuck have you been, man? You're crazy. Oh, man.
I don't know.
Well, cheers to fucking making it, bro.
We were about to play a Clutch song for Jess.
But now the real DJ's back, so he can pick the
game.
I want to know how Jess did. How did he do?
It was Novak and Jess were doing a good job.
Hey, me and Chad and Shipper we were take over for you before.
Well,
so.
Tell me who did better, Novak or Jess.
I think we carried it on.
I think they complimented each other.
Because I had to sit Jess down. I was like, Jess, I got to leave. So you're doing this radio show. Well, it's Radio Jess.
The good thing is...
Why could have been Radio Novak?
Dude, Jess is the best DJ, man.
Because Jess showed up.
I was here all day.
I don't even have to like what Jess is playing, and it still somehow works. It's still entertaining, man. Jess is the DJ in the back of the bus with his iPod, dude, for like fucking miles and miles, dude. After every show, we're so loaded. Jess DJs... Well, and I don't know how loaded we'll be this time.
I stole like 30 records from him yesterday.
I know.
Yeah.
Actually,
I bought a record player.
Half of them were yours.
Yeah, I know, but then you had like some pretty good ones that weren't mine, but I had to steal them.
Well, I just stole your Pentagram vinyl, so we're
you could have it.
Why'd you get a record player? You're getting into vinyl now?
I'll tell you why. Because I opened up a drawer that I haven't opened in maybe 2 years, and I found all these like cool vinyls, like... Well, him and stuff like that. And then I was like, I need a record player. Because I think when Jen moved all of her shit out, she took my record player and she claimed that it was hers when it so wasn't.
Yeah.
I bought it. I bought it.
Remember when she came and cleaned the house out and she took all the pots and pans
and she
forks.
Took the forks and spoons.
She left
I'm like,
us with
why?
None to eat with.
Dude, Ape.
We had to eat with our hands.
Ape bought me the forks and spoons and actually had an M on it.
These are mine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She claimed them. I'm like, they're not yours.
And a record player, which she's definitely not cool
she
enough to
cares
listen to.
That. Me and Bam were up there. It was like Halloween time.
It was Halloween. We were carving
pumpkins
upstairs.
She's laughing and she's furious. And we see her walking on pots and pans. Like, that bitch is it. Well, she's definitely cooking now, but she wasn't cooking then the way she looked.
She's like, the one who branded the name Life Partner.
Yeah.
Oh, well, she tried to bust on me. About that shit. You and your fucking life partner. I love it.
Yeah,
I'm calling him that now.
The more she made fun of us, the more we loved it. It made her want to kill her. She was
life
digging
partner?
Her own hole. So anytime we do something, life partner, she was like, Rawr.
It backfired in her
face. Oh, it backfired so bad.
Big time.
So bad. So I was just telling him how I really want to get blown by a transvestite, and that's not a lie.
Go to Brazil.
Frogs came over one day.
You're serious?
I'm dead serious.
Why?
Because think about it. I'm not a girl.
I really
am. They look like a girl from the waist up. So yeah. Now, if the dude or girl is sucking my dick, he's going to be on his knees. So when I look down, I'm going to see his like long blonde hair and a girlish looking face and tits.
So you want a hot chick with a dick to suck your dick?
Yeah. Big time. Just to maybe even say I did it or just see how quick I can come. But I mean, I'm dead serious. I'll dude, do it. I just don't want
to
pay
what
for
you're
it.
Doing is wrong. Everything that you're up to is just wrong.
Exactly. That's why I'm me.
Dude, I remember I came in here one day and on the TV was Bitch Got Balls 6.
Yeah, that's because Chris Naracco gave me that. Yeah.
Franz walked in but, one day but and started you don't showing have to me put tranny, shit, and puke. Franz comes in and starts showing me tranny, shit, and puke porn. It's just six trannies shitting and puking all over some chick.
Franz has a sick sexual
fucking
fetish,
weird,
man.
Dude. Franz is muffed.
Oh, he's out of his mind, dude.
I'm telling you. You
he's
know what?
Really weird.
I'm in the
drinks.
Type of mood where I want to tell a weird-ass story, and I will. So, yeah, so... I'm not going to say her name, but my ex-girlfriend, yeah, we were in Finland, and Franz was there. We were doing the him video, I believe, and we were staying in the same room in the hotel. So I'm like, hey, you want to have a threesome? Why not? So,
my girlfriend.
Why not?
Yeah, so what does Franz do? He starts, like choking her and stuff. Yeah. That's how he starts it off. I'm like, dude, this is already weird, and I hate it. So nothing ever happens.
Same thing happened with me. I had a threesome once, and he
even was, the Delaware whore got scared.
I had a Delaware. I had a Delaware whore.
She's game for anything.
I had the Delaware whore, aka Becky.
What, you're already in the shit
she
basket
loves
with
it.
Her.
Who cares?
Oh, you know what he said, Mohawk.
Dude, last night, every time I'm Mohawk. Around, she's actually a friend of mine.
She's
I live
a friend
right
of mine
here,
too. Right? I like
but
her.
Dude,
I do like
every
her.
Time I'm around, Novak's like, call Becky.
Rock a love.
So fucking I call her up last night, I'm leaving her a message. He takes the fucking phone, says all this nonsense to her, and doesn't hang up the fucking phone.
No, I said I knew I was saying it. I didn't
either way. Jeff. He told her she got fucking fat. Like,
right to her face. All well,
he wants,
it was
to,
on
do,
a message,
all he wants
but,
to do is like tell her to come to her up. Face. But by the way, you got fat. I'm like, dude, that's like Jesus.
Then what did she call back and what did no, she say?
What was
she
the text? Read
she
the text.
She texted me this morning and said
read the text.
It said something about Novak.
His you know, fat
next,
head.
Next time he wants to insult me, tell him to hang up the phone first. You know, I lost a lot of weight, but...
And
you
have to deal with his fat head and his big mouth.
Everyone still has to deal with Novak's fat head and listen to his never shutting his mouth hole.
That's not really a bust. I'm not insulted if I was
Novak. I can still
fuck
her. I guarantee I can still fuck her.
Oh, yeah.
Totally. Anybody want to put a bet on it?
Last yeah, I heard, weren't they on, like, Springer or something?
I'll give you...
she went on there for fucking shits and giggles.
But wait, I already gave you... I gave you 60, and then you bought a pair of shoes from me.
40.
Delaware whore.
But I just gave you $700.
Yeah. And I was owed.
Yeah, I
but
know.
I'm saying.
I'm just
are
saying.
You, are you making a bet on did I can fuck her or can fuck her?
I'll give you all that.
If I can or can't.
If you can.
Game on.
But you have to do it within a week.
All right. I can't match. If I lose, I can't match
I'll
that.
Give you all this. I swear.
I know you will.
You have
okay.
7 days.
All right. Well, you got to give me her number before I leave.
Dude, she already hates you.
Dude.
How are you going to win her back? What's your plan?
How many times have I won my girlfriend back?
I know, but...
I get out, I mean...
But what's your plan on Becky?
Just telling her I was shit-faced. Dude, me and her have a special kind of relationship.
Yeah?
We basically just fucking get fucked
dude,
up together.
Give him 5 minutes, he'll fucking turn it around in a circle. Dude,
yeah, I know.
You
yeah.
know I can talk my way...
I went to Buckley's
in.
Tavern with him, and I heard the whole conversation.
It. She's like, she had to go see a psychiatrist after she was
because
done messing
with
me, because I destroyed her mind so much.
Right.
So I'm like, sure. feeling her up, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna rape you, girl. And she's like, ew. I'm in my safe place. I'm like, what, your fucking psychiatrist teach that bullshit? Like,
what was she saying?
She was like, I can't hear you, I'm in my safe place. My sit like she has to go in another world in her mind to,
while you were screwing her.
No, why before? No,
because yeah, all right.
I thought you were screwing her, and she was
don't
saying,
make
"I'm
this
in,
rape turned
like
into a murder."
It. Yeah. It's not rape; it's surprise sex.
Yeah,
I didn't tell anybody that.
We should play that.
No, the way you're telling it right now.
Okay. No, it's a Shipyard song.
No, should wait, play it? Yeah. Wait, I do want to play some. Do you have an iPod, Chad?
I'll get the CD right out here.
If any Clutch fans were listening,
Jess said Clutch, so yeah. I'll do Clutch.
All right.
Okay. Lem Farrow.
Lem Farrow the Minnow.
We'll be right back.
So is what I was saying was done last night was all wasted, and he gives me his $9,000 Breitling watch, and I have it on here on my wrist. I put it on eBay today.
It's on eBay right now. People are bidding on his watch.
Type in Ryan Dunn's watch, and it's for sale for $10,000. So maybe I'll keep $500. He could have the other $500. But either way, he does not want to sell it. But so, if you go on eBay and you bid, you have to sell it.
Why would he give you that?
He was shit-faced.
He was, yeah. You know what? He deserves this.
So, if you want to buy Dunn's watch, just go on eBay and...
RyanDunnsWatch.com.
That's not for real. It's just sitting there on eBay.
It's real.
It's right here.
I had Mohawk go on eBay.
It's dead real.
I took the pictures, emailed him to G, and G put it up on eBay.
So,
now you really do have to sell it.
Well, yeah, he's going to sell it for real.
And I would.
He's going to do it.
Has there been any bids?
Well, he has four of them, but this is a nice one. But I'll get rid of it.
You know what? I'll tell you if it's a nice watch. If it can survive a show on my wrist, then it's a good watch.
Do you know that I had a... I had a Breitling with diamonds in it and left it in Finland. Like an idiot.
Some maid was happy as a
Yeah, I was taking a shower. I took it off. I put it right by the shower. And then Missy like was hurrying me up because we had a 6 o'clock a.m. flight.
Ooh.
And I left the fucking watch sitting there, and then I called a month. I figured out a month later.
I was going to say, when did you remember? A month later?
A month later. I'm like, where's my watch?
Man.
A month later. And then they're like, we don't know what you're talking
he
about.
He forgets about a diamond-studded Breitling watch. It takes him a month to remember where is it. When people look at their hand every day for a watch.
You know why? I remember why. Because I got this CKY tattoo, and the watch was covering it up.
Okay.
And I didn't want to cover it up. So I'm like, I'm not going to wear the watch anymore.
CKY tattoo is sweet, dude.
Speaking of CKY,
it's like, as you're my favorite tattoo.
We used to be on
like
Vestal watches, and they used to keep giving them to me. And I said, none of your watches can survive drumming for an hour. And they were like all hell bent on trying to get me this watch that would like.
Did they succeed ever?
No,
they all broke.
10 different watches.
Get a shark watch.
By the time it probably would work.
Get a swatch.
Yeah, swatch watch.
No, shark.
But by the end of every show, it would stop ticking.
Shark.
Just because, like, violent fucking hitting, you know?
It's
like,
me jerking off too hard, don't lie.
Yeah, it was.
You were jerking off so hard, asshole.
I know, I talked about it.
I was jerking off so hard with the watch.
That you broke your watch.
Would stop ticking.
You licked 7 assholes of guys. That's muffed up.
It's pretty
good. The number's only going to get higher, buddy.
Remember you tried to lick Chad's and he wasn't having it?
Chad's the kind of guy where you can't even hold his hand for more than this. So I'm going, what the fuck?
Hold his hand right now. Let's see what happens.
Dude, it's not worth it. It's not even fucking worth
it. Just try to hold his hand.
I'll shove it right here.
You are going to get swine flu.
Wait a minute.
Just shake my hand. Hold hands. He's got a germ thing. I'm clean as a fucking... I'm clean as Jesus.
Yeah, you're you're awesome.
Jesus is dead.
Get the fuck off me, man.
Let me touch your cock.
Get out of here, you fucking
I'm clean as a...
You're fucking gay, bro.
I might be. That's what I want to find out. I need a transvestite to let me know for sure.
You're going to ease your way into gay with trannies.
Yeah. Dude, speaking of... I heard you guys went on tour and Jocasso got all these girls around him and he didn't...
I think he's gay, too.
Well, hey, man. Like, I'd say, yeah, he had an opportunity... Like 100 times, and he passed them all up. I don't get it. When Novak, on the other hand, was just
dude, taking anything that came my way.
If guy or girl, there's going to be a mouth on my dick on this tour.
I have a theory.
That's truth.
And I think it's kind of true.
What?
If there's a dude that's all into like weightlifting and six packs and dudes bodybuilding and shit, it's probably because they like that. Like, they want that in their man.
I think, honestly, and I'm not holding back anything. I believe Jocasso and Louie have something going on undercover.
Yeah, dude, them too.
Somebody said they were driving down the street the other day and saw Jocasso and Louie running across the street playing tag when no one was around.
I'm stopped at a red light.
On Gay Street.
And all I see is Jocasso and Louie in tight jeans and white t-shirts playing tag running across Gay Street.
Dude.
Tag.
They're tagging something else, trust me.
Like, dude, go to Santa Monica Boulevard in L.A. Like, it's all these buff weightlifter dudes who are all, like, six packs and shit.
He got stranded in Rehoboth Beach.
What's wrong with that? Are you homophobic?
No, I'm just saying.
I got stranded in Rehoboth too. Yeah,
my point is
all
that
beaches, man.
A lot of dudes who are into like dudes and muscles and shit.
Well, I'll ask somebody just to prove that I'm not a homophobe.
I'll suck a dick to prove I'm not gay. How about that, faggots?
You fix one car, you're not a mechanic. You suck a dick, you're gay. What the fuck kind of life is that?
Jess, you just had a baby boy. I mean, well, you know, you gotta.
I'm not saying he's gay, dude.
Come on. I mean, I'm just wondering.
What if he winds up gay as a $2 bill?
What if he dies? What are you gonna do about it?
He's got my genes. He's gonna
It doesn't matter. There's plenty of straight family. You know what?
He's gonna get a girl pregnant by age 5.
Jazz, what if?
Don't change subject. What if?
You know what's so rad, though? I have to tell you a story.
I'm changing the subject.
You're changing the subject.
Stop changing it. What if your son's gay?
And
what if?
Answer the question.
I don't have to worry about it.
But if it happens, what's going to happen?
He's not going to think about
that. What will you do? Don't change the subject again.
What if?
He's got my genes, dude. He's not going to be gay.
You can't say that answer again.
What if he has Jordache genes?
He's so certain.
I know.
Jordache.
Might have Jordache genes, dude.
Novak goes to Virginia Beach and gets his nose pierced.
Yeah. And then gets left on a fucking... I get left on a bench.
All right. Let me tell you this story about why I'm such a good fucking father, dude. I was driving my 4-year-old.
Put a gun in to kill yourself, Brett. No good.
I'm sick of hearing about this fucking Brett Frost, dude. Fuck that guy.
You're right. All right. Cheers, Jess.
Yo, the other day, I'm driving my 4-year-old to school, right? And I got like talk radio on or some shit.
Who and which one?
Ava.
Was it your son that might be gay?
No, shut up. I'm driving Ava to her. She's got a pre-K class. I'm driving her. I got like Stern on or something. And she says to me, she says dead serious. She's like, Dad, can you turn this off and put on Motorhead?
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Okay. That means I'm a good father.
But now back to our subject. What if your son turns
out
to be gay?
Speaking of Motorhead, let's
look at him. He wants to change his
subject. No, speaking of Motorhead.
Let's play Motorhead.
Let's find out if your son's
gay. I don't
want to
talk
gay.
About gayness. I want to talk about Motorhead.
What if you wake up
Dad,
one night
I went dance classes.
And your dad and your Track son one. Putting his hand up your leg as you're sleeping? What will you do? It's your son.
No.
It could happen.
No.
I sucked my nephew's dick when I was a kid. When we were playing Fortnite.
Oh, you probably did. Everything about you is wrong.
I was 5 years old. He sucked me off. I sucked him off.
Everything what? About you is wrong.
5 years old.
Oh yeah, well maybe 6 or 7.
Well, you can thank your dad for that.
Yeah. You're right.
Hey, you were just experimenting, right?
I suppose.
I was curious.
He still is curious.
Yeah. You are.
If the price is right, I'll do any motherfucking thing. You can call me gay all you want. I'll be going to the
bank. Listen, bitch, I'll fuck anybody.
Big time.
And he's telling the truth.
I really am.
That's the best part about it.
We're gonna have a party. We're gonna get some pussy. I'm gonna fuck this bitch. I'll fuck anything that moves.
That's you.
That'd be me to a T.
All right, let's play Motorhead.
Why?
You don't have to play it, Chad. I'll add it later.
Are you dedicating this to all the gay kids in the world?
Yeah, Jess.
All right, this is dedicated to all the gay children of the world. This is Motorhead Runaround Man.
All right.
On what, Bam?
Sirius 28 Faction.
Fuck.
Gonna run away, gonna run a man, gonna
doesn't look like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a boner. Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes, because you're listening to Radio Band.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Dude, Lemmy's fucking 61 or something.
You want to suck his dick, don't you?
Dude, you know what?
Would you suck his dick? Don't lie.
Dude, to it's play, all old it's and wrinkly.
To play like him at 60. You just said you want to play like him when you're 60, right?
Now, if my band sounds like that when I'm 61, fucking hell.
Okay, so now if
I'm telling Kelly.
If you suck his dick, if it said, okay, if you suck my dick, your band will sound like my band at 61, would you do it?
No.
You lying faggot.
You know what? He has the best quote I ever heard.
He wants to suck his dick. I know.
You know what?
Just admit it. I want to suck Pete Daugherty's dick. Who cares?
You would?
In a heartbeat.
I almost beat his ass.
I'd swallow too.
No, me and Chad seriously almost
just
beat his ass.
Just so I could have Pete Daugherty in me.
What about Lem Farrow?
Fuck him. He's a minnow. He's a minnow in a pool of sharks with baby shambles, man. Don't even try it.
Hey, you're going to talk about your fucking fellow Maryland brethren
Maryland
like that?
Maryland, who cares?
Yeah, he is nearby.
Yeah.
That's cool and all, but so is Bucky.
Support the local scene, bitch.
Cool. I'm supporting Pete Daugherty.
You know how your town is fucked up?
How much to put your dick in that mouth?
Oh, man. That's fucking bad.
Brandon.
What?
You know how I know your town is fucked up? Last time we played Baltimore.
Capital of the world, maybe?
Well, dude.
No,
all right.
Second, I'm sorry.
I don't even fucking know where we are at this point, but we're in Baltimore playing the Sonar, and we walk out. I walk out of the bus. There's a fucking church and then a porno fucking peep show shop right next
That's
to it.
That's the way it goes down there.
Why do you think I'm the way I am?
That's seriously. Baltimore for you, dude.
What you're doing is wrong.
Oh, man.
Everything you do is wrong.
Wrong means right to me.
Not to mention your CKY time, shirt, and I had to cut holes in his shirt because he had red wine stains, so I cut him out.
I know. Does it look better this way, Chad, or should I get a brand new one?
If you trace the wine stains, it actually looks cool.
Oh, well, yeah, I traced the cum on his hand.
That's
yeah, right there. That's Bam's actual cum. We were laying on a bed upstairs. He covered my head with a pillow because we looked at each other.
That was the faggotiest thing I've ever done. I tried to do
it
one time.
But no one has tattoo
like
that.
That's some life partner
shit. No one.
Yeah, Jen made that.
Life partner.
I'm sitting outside the room with the video camera waiting for him to come out, and all I hear is Bam go, and then I hear Novak go, ah, fuck.
And then I couldn't
I had to blindfold him and put a pillow over his face, and then I put a laptop up, and I was watching a porno. It took me like 20 minutes.
And then there was a tattoo.
I tried to do it the night before. I couldn't. I was like, dude, I can't do this. But I lost the bet, so I had to do it. So I was like, give me tomorrow. Let me do it tomorrow. So,
that's the funniest part. He lost the bet, and I ended up getting his cum tattoo.
I forget what the bet was.
I think it was a pool game or something.
Whatever it was, it was completely stupid.
Yeah. So the guy outlined the cum, and then he just took the needle without dipping it in ink and just put the cum in.
Doug did it.
Yeah.
I love that you found someone to tattoo this.
Bill did it.
Doug.
Bill. Yeah.
That's right.
Your buddy.
Jesus.
Bill. That's your buddy.
Yeah, that's his buddy. That's who gets all his
tattoos. Bill from Dalcap.
He lives in Jersey now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's no longer Delco.
He has a tattoo shop, and right next door is a
fucking washy-washy
massage place. And remember, he was taking pictures or something of some married guy
I walked up there the day the fucking shop opens. I go up there with him to fucking hang out and get some new work done and all that. And we're there before it opens. This dude pulls up in a fucking SUV, goes directly, like, beeline for the washy-washy. Seconds after he goes in, this lady pulls up in a car behind it and starts taking pictures of his car outside the fucking washy-washy, dude.
That's some private investigator shit.
Dude, he comes out. I'm like, dude, some lady is just taking pictures. Like, I've told the motherfucker.
And
what
he's
saying?
He's like, dude, he's straight cheese. Like, ooh, I don't care.
Dude, there's one there's one, like, by my coffee shop that I go to in the morning. And I swear I've seen Don Vito's truck parked there.
Oh, no shit.
He's going to washy-washy.
Was it Westchester Therapy?
It's 5 Points Road.
Westchester Therapy.
Oh.
You told me you went there a long time ago.
Yeah.
That one you said.
Hey, don't say that out loud.
Okay.
Yeah, I did a
we
long
never
time
said
ago.
It.
Hey, I'm editing this. Do you want me to edit that out?
No, you can keep it.
Keep it in.
Fuck it. Yeah, but it's true. That was like 4 years ago.
You could say goodbye.
I want to go to
Washington. Oh, yeah, that's right. We have to say goodbye anyway.
Goodbye, and I hope you die, Brent Frost. Now we're going to hear a shark compared to all the minnows you've been
Who's
playing.
Who's got
dude.
It? I don't got it. Jess definitely doesn't have it on his
We can edit it in later.
What?
Well, I don't know, Jess. Maybe
what song? I'll get it on iTunes.
Delivery.
All right.
CKY's got a song on iTunes right now.
Yep.
Bye. I want a Baby Shambles vinyl.
CKY album's out, though, on May 19th. I want a CKY.
On vinyl?
I want a Carver City vinyl.
Is yours come out on vinyl?
We're supposed to go.
All right, see ya.
All right, later. All right.
Radio Peace. Bam, 28 function.
Shut up.
Say bye.
Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 to 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG. Wow.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.